Well, this morning, my message, I don't know if I really have a real title for it. As I studied this week, I thought I had, it seems kind of loud. I thought I had a direction that I was going, and I heard a comment, heard something said at BMA at the convention or whatever this summer, and it said, do you know the Bible or do you believe it? And as I thought about that over the last couple of months, I kind of thought that's where I was headed this morning. You know, things that we know about the Bible, that we know that what the Bible says, but do we really believe it? Because if we look at our actions, sometimes our actions don't quite line up with what we say we believe. You know, I believe that you should love your neighbor as yourself, whatever, but yet when you look at my actions, they don't quite line up. And so as I was studying about the Bible, reading through some of the verses, I kind of didn't feel very comfortable with that. And so I went a different direction. And this morning, I have one verse in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. God's word is all we need. So this morning, you're going to get a lot of God's word. And as I studied and as I started reading different scriptures, a couple things in Psalm 119 came up. And I started reading because I was looking for things that were talking about the Bible. And I started reading and I couldn't stop. Because it seemed like every verse said something about your word or your ways or your statutes or your judgments. And so this morning, I'm going to read Psalm 119. It's a little bit different. And I'm going to make some comments along the way, but it takes a little while to get through it because it's 176 verses. And out of those 176 verses, 171 refer to the Word of God some way, whether it's through statutes, through precepts, through commandments, through judgment, through Word. You know, and the thing that really struck me is the author. Don't really know who the author is for sure, whether it's David or someone else. Don't know, it could be a couple people, but it's like the love that he had for the scriptures just hit me so much. He wanted him to teach him. He wanted him to even to reproof him, to even to correct him. And so many times we look at the scripture as something that's kind of like a whooping stick. We get to whoop people with it, you know. You're not behaving. And yet, the author, he was looking at it as, this is, teach me your ways. So, we're going to read this morning. Verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. Thank you. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I like that verse. I will praise you when I learn your righteous judgments. I don't like to be judged. But he says, I will praise you. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. We have the direction. How can a young man cleanse his way? How can we be pure? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. How many times do we melt from heaviness? We get burdened down with the cares of this world. We melt with heaviness. And it says, strengthen me according to your word. We have it right here. We have all we need. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. You know, and that really hit me, that verse there. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. You know, how many things did they have back in that day that were distractions? Not near what we have today. And yet, the author wanted him to turn his eyes away. Don't let me get distracted from these worthless things. Revive me in your way. Bring me back to your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. You know, he longed for his precepts. He longed for his words. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer to for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also will lift up your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken a hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs and the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreat your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your words, your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. It is good. That verse jumps out at me. It's good that I have, for me that I have been afflicted. No one likes to be afflicted, but yet it says that I may learn your statutes. You know, so many times in here, he's saying, teach me your statutes. Teach me good judgment. Teach me. You know, he wants to learn, and if we get in the Word, we can learn those things. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. How many would trade this for thousands of gold, thousands of coins of gold and silver? And yet he's saying, I wouldn't trade this for thousands of gold coins. You know, too many times we take it for granted. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Yet I pray your merciful kindness to be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live. For your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, When will you comfort me? He's saying he's searched the scriptures so much that his eyes are failing him. His eyes are going bad. For I had become like wineskin and smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your way. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put all the wicked of the earth like dross. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteousness and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish has overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you. Save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness, O Lord. Revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds a great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. You know, in those verses, it touches on just about every stage of life where you may be in, whatever you may be going through. seems like there's something there for somebody. If somebody would read the whole chapter, they could get somewhere. It touches each one of us, wherever you may be. Whether you're being persecuted, whether you're being tested or tried, or whether you're searching, there's something there for each one of us. And you know, I had to think about, you know, spending time in the Word. And when you plant a garden or you plant grass seed, you don't just throw it out there and say, "Here you go." You know, man, I hope it rains sometime. No, you go out there and you water it, and you water it, and you fertilize it. And if it's garden or your lawn, you might pull weeds out of it. And that's what getting in God's Word is. We water ourselves when we get in God's Word and we read it. You know, and that's how we grow, is by being in it and spending time in it. And that was really a challenge to me this week as I read through this. And, you know, the love and the desire the psalmist, whoever he was, had for the Word of God. You know, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." You know, what would I do to keep this? What would I do to hang on to this? Do I treat it as a great treasure? Far too often I don't. I take it for granted that I have it, that I can you know, turn to his scripture for everything in life. So that's my I guess my encouragement to you this morning is to get into his word, to spend time in his word. He's there for us. And Jerry made mention of it this morning. This is the word of God. There's nothing that's going to be added to it. This is it. This lines up with everything God tells us to do. God speaks to us. She's going to reveal it to us in his scripture as well. This is all I have. I don't have a whole lot of other than this. So why don't we stand for prayer? We'll have a closing prayer. Dear God, I come to you this morning, and I want to thank you for your word. Dear God, I thank you for this psalm that we have that reveals your commandments and your precepts that you have for us. Dear God, I thank you for the love that the psalmist had for your word and for your teachings, your statutes, and for your even for your reproof and for your correction that sometimes it brings to us. Dear God, I thank you for your word that you have given to us. Dear God, I pray that we would not take it for granted, that we would find ourselves in it daily. Dear God, I just ask that you would just be with us as we go from here. I pray for safety this week for each one of us. Pray for those who are not here today, that you would just put a blessing on them as well. I ask that you would be with us as we go from here. In your name I pray. Amen. You're dismissed.